Today's show is dedicated to Jingle Joe because he's so goddamn great. We love you.
Welcome, new listeners, to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show number one. So welcome to the show.
Hey, it's Todd Glass. How you doing? Good? Well, you're great. You look great. You feel great. You are great. Huh? I'll take this positive motivation, I'll come over and I'll punch you right in your neck with it. Well, sometimes people need that. Bert Kreischer, I know there might be a lot of people maybe listening. You know, they're like, well, Bert's on the Todd Glass Show, let's see what happened. Let me tell you something. I'll tell you what happened. It was pure joy. It was the most fun a human being can have, and I didn't want it to end. He is excitable. He played along with all the bits. He was just, I fucking love him. Everybody loved him. Everybody when he left was like, man, that guy just played along with every single bit, was just 100% on board. It was pure joy. It really was just so much fun. John Bram Wagner, he goes, I can't get enough of that guy. And then we had to talk to him. I think he might have stole something from my house, but I don't care. All right, so anyway, stand by for Bert. We want to do the show in Catalina. Does anyone listen to our show in Catalina? One more thing. I got a really funny letter that someone that went to the website bought a Be Nice mug, and then something happened that involves Eric, and you sent me an email, and I'll read it. I got a letter from my teacher from third grade. And it was, I got an email from her, and it was very heartwarming. All right, that's it. I don't want to wait any longer. There's no reason to. We got Bert people here. They're like, where's Bert? How long's this opening? Okay. You're great. You're special. You're funny. You're kind. You're just the fucking best. Huh? Look at you all grown up. And guess what I gave Aristotle the responsibility of doing? Where are we going to stop this show? Maybe Aristotle decides he comes in, he does whatever he wants. He could read you a thing he likes. He could just say, oh, it's Aristotle. That's right. Okay? All right. Aristotle, remember to tell everybody you're going to come in halfway through the show and tell them, until next week, everybody. All right, roll in the show. Goodbye.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Ovation. Look at Duncan's hair blowing in the wind because I make him sit in front of an air conditioner. What?
Oh, this is awesome.
Everyone's name is Bert today. That way we figured you just reference anyone. You're like, hey, Bert, and the warmth is there. There's no, you know, right?
I had a high thought one time. Are we recording?
Listen.
What?
Listen. You know what I say? I feel bad, Duncan, with your hair. Like, is that bothering you? Duncan is sitting right in front of the air conditioner, and his hair, it's like, because I got hot. Like, I was getting ready. Look, Bert, you're very easily excitable, so I wanted to pull out all the bells and whistles for you. So I think before you got here, it was like a parent at Christmas. Everybody, if you have to pee, Bert's going to be here. It said his Uber's going to be here at 6:55. But now I feel great,
yeah.
And I think, hold on, let me do one thing, and then it's all you. We should introduce you properly.
Please.
But I'm going to get a little fresh air. Bert made a very big drink. I didn't want to say anything, but I know, right? What that's why I say that when you go out, eat dessert first if you're feeling it. So much shit you can do that people hold on to.
Oh, can I tell you?
Get dessert before dinner.
I order two dishes.
Right.
I order two things. I got the money. You know what?
So, Bert, hold on.
Oh.
So, Bert.
Yes.
Why don't you go back outside and come on in? We'll introduce you properly.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
I mean, make a big deal about it, right?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Here we go. Is everything good? Aristotle, you're good?
All right, I'm going to get a little high up here.
What do you mean?
I got marijuana.
Hold on. Come back. Is it funny? My nephew listens to the show. That's what my sister-in-law says. This is a cold opening, people. This is where people... What? This is where people get jealous. Bert, tell us when you're ready.
Bert went back outside.
He's preparing. So, Matthew Klunger is your last name? Kugler. God damn it. I knew it. Aristotle told me it was Klunger. Why do you make me look like an idiot? Who? Hold on 1 second. So, Matthew works over at Jash. Can you get some... Oh, what's going on? Can you get some play in your headsets? That's going to make me want to punch a monkey. John Brand Wagner, you're good?
Yes.
You look great. Your new hairstyle, it looks wonderful. Everything's great. Bert is here. He's outside getting fresh air. Matthew, you're good. You're feeling the love here. Aristotle. So, Jonathan! Jonathan!
Jonathan
DeRocca? Yep. Jonathan DeRocca. We needed a tech person. Sometimes the Lord answers your prayers. And Jonathan calls me. Jonathan?
DeRocca,
shut up already. So he's sitting in. We're all here. It's a great, great energy, like every week. But I think it's even special because we were all genuinely excited Bert's coming. All right? So Bert Kreischer, everybody! Come on!
Yeah. Wow, is that a smoke machine? All right.
That's a lot of work. Wow. Take it home, Gabe. Now take it home. Come on, like the way we taught you. Now, where you go higher, where you really... Come on, you know, Bert Kreischer's here. Thank you.
Nice.
Wow.
The bubbles are still on.
The bubbles are still on? I've heard that before.
Can I
tell you? Thank you. Who did that? Was that you or him? Well, it's sad that John Bram Wagner beat the actual drummer to it. That's embarrassing in the drumming business. Wow, he's all over your shit. All right, so
can
Bert,
I tell you what I thought, still on. I thought
what?
The bit was going to be?
Hold on, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm turning.
It's a bubble storm.
Yep. Yes, Bert.
I thought you were going to have me go outside and never bring me back in.
No, I would never do
and
that.
And you do a two-hour podcast. It's leading. Like.
You go. We tell Bert to go outside. No, we just want
to. Give us one more second, Bert.
Bert, one more second. I'll be right out. So I feel everything's good now. Bert's shirt is off. You're most comfortable with your shirt off.
I'm very comfortable with my shirt off. I think it's because I grew up in Florida.
Can I tell you something? I think really, I'm not just saying this because I would never have. You know, I think everybody wants to have their shirt off. What do you do when no one's around? Well, sometimes I wear a light T-shirt when no one's around. But
these are the shackles of society, of our clothes.
Can I tell you something else I thought about on stage? And I'm not going to do it, so I'm not picking on anyone that doesn't. So I'm implying I'm not going to do it. I also want to look nice, whatever that means. If you're wearing anything on stage that's not the fucking most comfortable thing you own,
yes,
then you're full of shit.
Thank you. I don't understand guys who put on three-piece suits.
I get it, old school, maybe holding on to it. But what I mean is, you could still look like you care. Caring comes in many ways. Having a wonderful act.
Yeah.
Caring about that. But if you're wearing, you know, sweatpants, because I gotta tell you something, when I wear sweatpants, and I still want to look good, I got them tapered. I got them so they're nice looking. I've seen people with sweatpants, like, but they're still, you know, it's like if you see Neil Patrick Harris at the airport with sweatpants, they're still a little better.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Even tapered, they don't have to be expensive with a t-shirt that doesn't have holes in it. You can still look like you give a shit.
Jeans sweatpants are the enablers of getting fat.
I know.
Because you don't ever feel the restriction of jeans. Jeans are like that guy that follows you around. He's like, the studio hires so that you can't drink. His name's Smokey. And they're like, he's like, hey, man, you know where that leads you? One beer and then you, come on, man. But yeah, I gained all my weight in sweatpants.
Didn't Joe, what is this?
What is this?
It's not unusual. Chrysler's on the show tonight.
What?
It's this not unusual. All the Bert Chrysler's here with Todd Glass.
What?
And when he's here, we always have a really good time. It's not unusual. The party's happening.
What?
It's happening tonight.
What? It's a bad recording.
It's not unusual. The Bert Chrysler's in the barn.
It's a bad recording.
Not unusual. The Bert, 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 Bert.
Lynn thinks he does it from his computer. Sounds like shit. This sounds like shit. It's embarrassing. That's not crying.
Gabe, come on.
Can I tell you the truth?
Yes.
I've been having a hard time with this guy because he just thinks, like, play the one that I'm not, I know it sounds weird to say it. This just is being dirty to be dirty. This doesn't even make any sense. He sends us this in. What is this? This is just a waste of my time.
Okay.
This doesn't even make sense. You know which one I'm talking about? Here we go.
It's not unusual. The Bert Chrysler's got jizz coming out of his cock.
No, what the fuck? How could that?
That's inappropriate.
That's not only is it inappropriate, it's just dirty to be dirty to be dirty.
It doesn't even rhyme.
It doesn't
with
make
the
sense.
Song.
It doesn't fucking make sense. He has jizz coming out of his cock. When I got it, when I listened to it in the morning, you know, I'm used to getting Joes. I get excited. They're great. Imagine me because, you know, they're cool. He does a little research about the guests.
Well, that's,
play
that's
this. This is not. Play it from the beginning again. Oh, sorry. Just listen to it and try to pause it for a second.
Okay.
Try to listen to it with a. Maybe we're nitpicking. Okay. Play it. Go ahead. It just seems dirty to be dirty. It's fun to.
It's not unusual. The Bert Chrysler's got jizz coming out of his cock.
No,
that's not
professional, right? No.
It seems wordy too.
Bert's a good guest. Bert, that's right. I mean, Bert, you know, we were
much.
Excited about him. Don't send the shit like that. Come on, treat the guy with the respect he deserves. You know, he's got a podcast in the top 10, right? Oh, is that really? You love the shit ones? Give Rory Scovel a shit song. If Bert Chrysler comes in, you got jizz coming out of your cock. What type of guy, right? That's unprofessional. You know, you're lucky he doesn't walk out of your studio right now.
I appreciate you guys having my back.
Thank you.
You go right in.
Of course. Wow. Good to have you here. Both the guys that do music are on vacation, so they do it into their iPad. They go, it sounds great. I got news for you. It doesn't. And it's ruining the show.
I said the whitest thing the other day. My gardener and my maid are both on vacation. But they're both in Hawaii. And I was like, how the fuck can they afford to go to Hawaii?
You know what?
I can't go to Hawaii.
Let me tell you something. That's like when all my cop friends used to have jet skis. I go, what are you fucking? Where are you getting all this money for jet skis? Thank you. Thank you very much. By the way, from my Netflix special, I had a band. And there's two of them that are here tonight. Now, there is Gabe on horn, right? Do the thing where you go, you should have done that. Put your shirt on and take it off. I have music for you.
Okay, hold on.
Take it off. Act like, you know, we didn't plan this. You know what I'm talking about? Okay, right. Go, I'm taking my shirt off, and watch what we'll do. People can imagine it at home. You're just hanging out. You've had your shirt on all this time. He's scrunching the shirt up near the mic to make it seem like he's really doing it, when meanwhile, he's really doing it to George Carlin. Okay, so you just go, shirt's coming off.
That does it, guys. The shirt's coming off.
What?
It felt like a horse.
Act like you're doing it again, but you don't have to. Okay. That's it. The shirt's okay. coming off.
That's it. The shirt's coming off.
Whoa! Wow. So Gabe Steiner on, do you like that on the, I saw in the credits of the special it said brass. Or you prefer that instead of trumpet? Is brass like a little classier? Or did he fuck up? It has been a pleasure talking to you. Nothing but elevate this show with your boring reaction that I'll never forgive you for.
Brass is like being called a comic versus a comedian.
He's saying trumpet is a specific instrument in the brass family.
Right, shouldn't it say trumpet? Yeah. So I should tell him to change it to trumpet, right? Sure, yeah. See, thank you. See, I'm on to the shit.
Do you know any other instruments in the brass family?
Sure. Like you said, Bert.
Yeah.
What did you... Oh.
What did you say?
I think he came down on another instrument.
Did he call you an oboe?
Yep.
Hey, wait, what's the hardest brass instrument to play? So, yeah, put brass and let everyone think you play tuba.
Right. He's trying to help you. Anyone can take the trumpet and blow tunes into it. All you got to do is think the song. Like, give me that fucking trumpet.
How hard is it?
Now throw it over here. Seriously. Bert fucking grabs the trumpet out of my goddamn hand. Think of a song and just play it.
All right. I think I can do
this. Have you ever played before, by the way?
Never played trumpet in my life.
Never, no. Look me in the eye. I swear to God, you've never played
a trumpet.
I've
never played trumpet.
Well,
in
do
my
that
life.
Horse thing then.
Okay, here we go.
That's pretty good. That's really good.
I said that hard.
So when you just did that, have you ever played that before?
Never played it in my life.
Wow.
But I've seen a lot of movies where they play trumpet.
Like when he played you in. So you just think it. Like when he played you in, what song did you, Gabe, did you play him into? Glory, glory.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think the big thing is I have a good trebuchet.
Oh.
I've been told that by a lot of people.
I've heard about that.
Only a professional in acting really know that.
It's actually a real thing. I've heard about it because it was on the news or something, and they were saying, like, then you just live like a third year. It's a third year.
Play that song they introduced you with. Go ahead, play that.
Here we go.
What the fuck? That's Hugo. What band would hire you if every time you were done, they go, you always have, Bert's a great trumpet player, but we got to mute his mic in between takes because he plays, and then we hear, ah.
Yeah, wouldn't you need to inhale after playing the trumpet?
Yes. He can't.
Well, I was planning for a longer song, so I took a bigger breath.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow.
I was going to play the whole thing.
Well, of course.
I didn't think about that.
I like to do one breath per song.
You're going to have so much fun tonight. I'm so glad you're here. I am a little, but I want to say, Joe, yours that you send from on the road, they sound actually really good. Lynn, because I know he doesn't listen to the show, his usually do, but this time, it's almost like I want to get him out of the way. Nah, I can't get it out of the way. We play it, it's not unusual, Bert Kreischer's on the show. Do I say your name right?
Yeah.
I'm so nervous. What's this one? What's this? Did we play this one yet? We did? Oh, yeah. Get rid of this one. And that was good. I like this one, Lynn. That was a good one. No, seriously. They're, for being on the road, for being on an iPad, that's actually better than I thought it would be.
The girl that brought me on stage at this college I did this last weekend,
Wow. She
comes up to me afterwards before the show, and she's like, Kreischer. Kreischer. Am I saying that right? Kreischer. I said, yeah. She goes, I just don't want to fuck up your name. I go, don't worry. If you fuck up, it's not going to be bad. She goes up. She goes, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Brent Kreischer. I drove in the car with her, by the way, like to the gig and back.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. Do you ever have something you want to share with everybody? Now, Stouffer, do you feel heard so far? You feel comfortable?
I feel very heard.
What's your out? That's a show business term. I like you more and more.
I like
you
look,
more and more.
I don't
Can
like,
I tell you how much I like you?
Please.
No one would I ever let not have a shirt on.
Really?
But you, it's fine. It just blends in with the whole thing.
I'm clean. I washed.
I know. You look clean. And and you're in a good mood. And you know what? I bet a lot
mood.
Of people take people that are always in a relatively good mood, even though they deal with their own inner demons and whatever it is. Not demons. That's a little strong. Could be all over the gambit. But I still manage to be a good guy. You're one of those guys. I appreciate that. Like that you're going to see you and you know you're going to come over. You're I'm going to be in a good mood. You're going to have fun at a festival, or you bump into you. You do tend to take that for granted from people. Then you're like, why should I? They could be a dick. You know.
The thing that was tossed me to the side was like, how do you run into comics? Because there are comics that every time you see them, it's bad. And you're like, why did you get into comedy then? Like, I just get into comedy to laugh. It's one of my favorite things in the world.
Maybe they get caught up in it and it's... I'll tell you the truth. I haven't had that many bad experiences. If I tell you the truth one more time, you're going to know I'm lying. I'm on a very tight leash. I've had mostly great experiences with comedians. So yeah. I don't want to. But I guess what I'm saying is there are certain sometimes people that can be, we love them, but they're moody.
Yeah, and you're like, you know? I don't know.
And I'm going to mention a name. I'm going to admit, no. You know what's great about being Eddie Pepitone? You can be, you're so goddamn funny. No, this is a compliment to him. That if he is moody, it's always enjoyable. I find him enjoyable if he's in a grumpy mood, but usually he's in a great mood. But if he is, it's still beautiful for me. His whole being.
Yeah.
If anybody loves Eddie Pepitone more than me, please, let's get together.
My wife.
Does she really?
My wife saw him on Last Comic Standing 4 or whatever.
Wow.
And she...
Does she swing?
No.
Sorry, that was out of line. No, that was out of line. And you know what? Because you played that, Eric, I'm going to fire you. What if I knew it was you, John Brian Wagner, but what if you looked at him like, please, I need the money. So he had to get fired. Meanwhile, because I don't know if
thanks
it
thanks a lot, John.
Yeah, thanks a lot, John. Is this true? And then I'm going to get back to my good interview skills.
Yes.
I don't know if this is true or not. Someone told me you used to go to the emergency room. You played the tuba. Is that true?
Yeah.
So you played, so this might be fucking true. And when people got bad news, you tried to pick and choose, like, oh, your grandmother passed away, you'd play this. And you had a guy with a ratchet follow you. Now I got to work that into the bit. Now I got to work that. It's a lot of work for me over here, Eric. He said, mention his name. He did. Duncan, your hair looks like Donald Trump. That's a joke that I had written for me.
This is, by the way, that's how you get Bell's palsy.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
I read that in a book.
I mean, that's, why do you get Bell's? No, I'm sure there's many ways.
No, just one.
Sitting in front of an air conditioner?
Sitting by a draft.
Well, is that true?
Yeah, that's what the old wives' tale is if you have a draft, if you sleep under an air conditioner or you have an open window.
You want to turn it off? By the way.
What if you got Bell's palsy in the middle of this?
I've known a few people to get it that are fine, absolutely fine now, but it really makes me take, I'm sure they felt the same way when you find out you have it. You know the story's always, you know, it passes. Right?
Yeah.
But that would scare the shit out of me.
What is it?
It's when half your sleep falls asleep. Half of your face falls asleep. Half of your face falls asleep.
Half your face falls
asleep. It just goes like this.
Yeah. And in many cases, it restores to... But I don't know the details of it, nor do I want to talk about it in fresh air, because people that have had it don't want to hear me do a half-baked version of what it is.
That and goiters.
Thank you. Now, that I can talk
goiters
about.
Goiters scare me.
I have my grandmother on the line. goiters. What's a goiter?
Goiter's just a knob.
Oh, yeah.
It's just
that.
A knot in your neck that just shoots out. And it's just... I don't think it's fatal. It's nothing. It just shows up. And you're like, I had a girl that was on my swim.
It's hard for them.
Swim team, she had a goiter.
Yeah,
just
you know what?
In the middle of nowhere.
You're beautiful.
And she,
you're beautiful.
God bless her.
I know you don't want it, but guess what? You're still.
Yeah.
Come over here. I'll kick you in your face. That's how much love
I
have.
I don't even like the hiccups.
Oh, I can get rid of the hiccups.
You know what he does? He punches you in the neck. What you told my sister.
No, if you take 10 consecutive sips, 10 swallows of a drink, back to back to back to back to back to back to back. It cures them 100%. I've never not getting rid of the hiccups for
just
anyone.
Swallow.
But if you have a hiccup in the middle, you got to start all over.
Okay, listen, I got a show to do. This is a real show. People forget that, and I understand it. I understand it. A lot of shows, it's a podcast, but I mean, you have a real podcast. But this is a real show. People forget. That's why I play this. It's a real show. Come on, now's not the time. Come on, stop with the shit. I like I'm a puppet act all with myself. I do it and then I tell them, stop it already with the jingles. All right, so I really want to get, I want to do two things. I think we're going to enjoy this. Something I would normally bypass, but I think we're going to soak in it.
Okay.
I must have cut you off somewhere mid-sentence, but I think we did a nice opening.
I think so. I think it was very good.
Should we button it with something? Like a little, this podcast is like produced. Like all of a sudden you hear the trumpet, takes us into another point during the night when it got darker. No! Oh my god, that was the worst I've ever heard.
It should be softer.
That's what I thought. I feel so mean, but yet liberating.
Can you play it softer?
No, Gabe.
Here, give it to me. Give it to me. I'll play it.
No, hold. To George Carlin, I want to say this. To George Carlin, I want to say this. Because I'll feel better. I really will. To George Carlin. That's my safe word. Everyone knows there's no
I listen
bit.
To the podcast. I know. I know.
That was more saying how many different ways there are to be thinking of taking something comedically. To George Carlin, 99% of the time, I can't even believe he understands what I'm thinking and he plays it. And one time, yeah, no big deal. We're on completely different pages. No right or wrong. So I feel a little bad going, like no, stupid, you know. So what I mean is that's fine. But we're going to go a different direction.
I like what you brought to the table.
It doesn't matter. And Bert was thinking the same thing. That's not the point. The point is, no, I don't want to be that guy one time we're on different pages and I go, what the fuck? You know what? I apologize.
No, I'm going to tell you. I've been told this. You're not good at giving notes. You should have told him exactly what you wanted. Here's what I want. I want a detective.
And that's why.
Walking into his dark apartment with his cigarette lit. Well, look, about to close his night out. Genius. But all of a sudden, the lamp turns on by the side and he sees stuff. A match, a lighter flicker, and it's a beautiful woman.
Hold on. So you know what he just said. Now let me lead into it and then take his direction. So ladies and gentlemen, we'll keep Bert here for quite some time as the night gets darker and darker and darker. And we'll be back with Bert Kreischer.
We're back with Bert Kreischer.
What the fuck? You gave him better direction. That's why I don't. You know what's great about not being a dick when you're and not a, when you apologize? After I saw that your direction he got, it felt more to enjoy it than if I was like, how could you not know what to play? Well, obviously it was the bad direction. You proved it. He did exactly what he fucking wanted.
With a different.
Well, yeah, let me try it.
Oh, yeah. Let's see if we can tell him scenes and he can play the music for them.
Wow. Can I do one thing first? Yeah. You good, John Brand Wagner?
He's excited.
Hey, John Brand Wagner, by the way, got so excited for this.
And wait, which one's Aristotle?
That's Aristotle.
Okay.
Well, he's the producer. Yeah. Can I tell you a little story about Aristotle?
Yeah.
And I think it explains him, and I think now would be a good time. This is, and then we'll come back to you. But this is Aristotle.
That's me. You know him from the podcast, In for Katie Levine. Doing the production, if you know what I mean. Because for 24 days, we've been hanging out with Aristotle.
Oh, Aristotle, yeah. Well, he's a producer. Yeah. That's why he sits behind a glass wall. A lot of shows, the producers at the table. Our producer sits behind a glass wall. We don't have a... Oh, why is your producer sitting at the table? He's behind a plexiglass... Yeah, sure, it's a real show. It's a real show. Sure, it's a real show. Sure.
Wow,
that's Aristotle. Sure. All right, so there's that. Aristotle.
Where's
so
that been?
I was going to go somewhere. Oh, we were going to do the thing where... So that's Aristotle. Oh, that's how that started. You asked which one's Aristotle.
Yeah.
That's Aristotle.
Okay.
That's John Bram Wagner.
Okay, good.
Do you want to...
No. I listen to the podcast.
Do you want to know his story?
Ooh.
You do?
I kind of, but can the music keep up with it?
What?
John Brand Wagner.
Oh, this is actually your story.
He's from Lawrence, Kansas. Oh, started comedy.
That's beautiful.
At the age of 20 in Kansas City.
Wow.
At Stanford and Sons. You know he was working at Jason's Deli.
That's the truth. Oh,
wow. And he left community college to start comedy.
Wow.
He watched the movie Step Brothers over and over.
What?
And over some more. I mean, it was a funny movie after
this
all.
This is his life story. Sure, I tell it every
week. And then something happened that changed it all. He heard Todd Glass.
Shut up.
For a new soundboard person on his podcast. And he looked up to the sky and he put his fist to his hips and the clouds broke and a sunbeam shot down on him and it was like
this is
opening his eyes for the first time. Or maybe it was like winning the lottery.
What?
I told people I was going to do an open mic and everyone reassured me that, oh, you're gonna bomb your first time. You're gonna do awful. And I thought, oh, that's a great way to encourage someone who just started out on a new career path. Like, you wouldn't tell a doctor, hey, this is your first surgery. You're going to kill him.
Take it home.
Bert.
Yes. I got lost.
That is beautiful.
I got lost.
I didn't know you really could play like that. That was amazing.
Yeah, you know, I was keeping
Bert,
up
no,
off mic.
I swear to God, and our listeners, we have our safe word. I swear to God. Yeah. Bert's playing the trumpet. It is crazy.
I was so into that song, I actually stepped out of the barn for 2 seconds just to get into tune and get, like, kind of like jazz. Jazz is kind of improv. I really enjoy it. I'm really glad you introduced me to the trumpet, man. Now I got something to do.
I can't believe that you've never played. Can I be honest with you?
Yes,
you're
going
to
make
me think I'm not trying to give you a hard time, I swear to God. I thought at first you had played once before.
No, you know, I've been looking at these a lot. I think ever since Bill Clinton went on Arsenio.
Oh, so you've been like, this has been... Now, let me do a good interview here. So you,
please,
the whole time you're thinking like, I want to play. This is the first... Tonight, just because I put one in your hands?
Eighth grade, I watched St. Elmo's Fire.
Wow.
And I saw him...
Everybody overwhelm him. Like, you know, it's like, we love every moment of the story.
And when Rob Lowe... looked,
oh, Rob Lowe.
Looked
Rob
out to that, that band after he got in the fist fight and said, let's rock.
Let's fucking rock.
Oh, shit. I mean, changed my life.
Right.
Got me here.
I get it. Can I tell you what I'm thinking? They say always be in the moment.
Yeah.
Your listeners that are listening.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of them with their headsets in. I want to make them proud. I want to go, did you hear Bert on the Todd Glass show? Boy, he had a good time. I want to do them. I don't want them to say, yeah, it was fun, but Todd did this or Todd did that. I'm just trying to look so far. I think I'm doing a nice job.
You're doing a great job.
You feel loved?
You're introducing me to new things.
Thank you.
I think the conversation is flowing very naturally.
Don't you feel like with me and you, it's like more like...
Peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter and jelly. Oh, yeah, peanut butter and jelly. I can't even believe that you said that. That's fucking nuts. Okay, no bullshit. No bullshit, because I feel like I don't want to act like a 12-year-old girl. What is your favorite place to eat fast food?
McDonald's.
McDonald's. Shut the fuck up. Oh, my God.
We would have said it the exact same time, but I have a stutter.
Crazy, but I was thinking the same thing because I was thinking I didn't want to interrupt you. Yeah. Wow. Fuck.
Okay.
Don't,
ready?
This is freaking me. Are the hairs on my arm sticking up?
I know. I got chili bumps also.
Are your listeners right now, they're thinking, no. Even there's somebody that went, you know what, I went over, I started listening to it. I don't know why I'm not a fan of Todd Glass, but I got to be honest, they were having a really good time on his show.
Let's try this. Ready? Favorite city in the United Kingdom. 1, 2,
okay,
three.
Go.
London.
London! Ah! Oh, my God. This is fucking nuts.
Yeah, I know.
Wait a second.
Okay, wait, ready?
Hold on.
Favorite city in Israel. 1, 2, 3.
Jerusalem!
Oh, God, this is great. How are you saying that at the same time?
I just don't know.
It's connection.
It's just connection. So if your listeners aren't like, all right. And by the way, I don't want to be nervous 10 minutes from now. Like, now I know they're probably enjoying it. Sure, it's all about you. It's about that listener. They're listening because I'm talking about them. Well, if I can't hold your attention with that, then maybe there's nothing I could do. But I know I got you now. So what was I going to say from a loving place? So you're listening. Bert, I forgot.
The first.
This is the part they get mad at. They're like, nah, he forgets where he's at. Bert
you
giggles.
Were just about to see if you can direct a scene for the trumpet.
Wow. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
But I was still amazed by the our well, I bet we'd be good on Password. Remember that old game show? Wait, hold on. I just thought of something.
What?
I only looked at an old clip to George Carlin. That's why I love that word. Because in the middle of all the bits upon bits upon bits, to have a safe word for me is, well, all it is. It's became my safe word. So nice sometimes that people go, no, he doesn't fucking ever lie. He's being honest.
Yeah.
Okay. I know I'm overstating it. But I found Password. Of course, I remember Password being on when I was little.
I remember Password.
Password. Okay. But I stumbled upon an old clip that was even older. Like, that must have been, I must have watched it in the 70s when I was little. This was from like 60 something.
Okay.
But it still existed. And the person would go, the password is. I think they would.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now.
So you say one word. And then the other person, is that it? They have to guess the word. And then they say it, and then you say it back to them. That's what I think it is. Like, let's say I'm trying to make you say carburetor.
Okay.
I go, car, motor. And then you go, blah, blah. And I go, blah, blah. So do you want to try it?
Yeah, let's try it.
What, can I tell you this?
Yeah, do I have to take my headsets off? Because someone has to say the password.
No. Yeah, but yes, you will take your headsets off. But also one thing. Is it hot in here?
No, I feel perfect.
Wow.
Okay, hold on. Let me put the fan.
What?
Is my hair too
organized? Is your hair too? No, if I put the fan on, I just want everyone else to be comfortable.
Yeah, I'm totally comfortable.
Great. Are you comfortable?
Mm, I'm comfortable.
How much you make a year? sure I do. Okay, your listeners might have not liked that. Anyway, no, I'm sorry. I'm better than that. You deserve more. That ramble that we just went on. We'll edit it out. If it's getting left in, I'll fire Aristotle. You shouldn't have heard anything about what you just heard. All right, here we go. So I'm all yours.
Okay.
I'm great. You're great. How's your family?
I thought we were playing Password.
I am, but I wanted to ask how your family is. I want to be
good.
A good host.
They're good.
Can
they're good.
I be a good host?
Yeah. They're great.
I want your fans to think he was a good host. No, they'll be like, you know what I liked about Todd Glass when he had Bird on? He goes, how's your family? Yeah, take a second to ask about a guy.
You know what I should do?
What?
What we should do is we should do a swap cast.
Wow.
That's what Stanhope and I do.
Wow.
And so, and I'll take this this audio file and release it on my RSS feed, and my fans will really hear it. And then I guarantee you if they have not, they would migrate to this podcast.
Can I tell you something
heartbeat.
I'd like to do for them?
Yeah.
Right now, on the air, I'd like to build them a jingle. Now, Joe, please, this is a handful. But this, Joe, it's about your listeners.
Yeah.
We're going to drop it in right now. But first, what should it be about them? Like, you know, they are happy, they're nice, they always show up fun, they're in a good mood. What do you want for
they
these
all
people?
Have a beard.
They all have a beard? Is that true? They all have a beard.
A lot of them have beards.
That's right.
A lot of them are overweight.
Okay, great.
And then there's a lot of women. I didn't expect that.
Awesome. You know what? That's a good sign.
Yeah. I'm always shocked when like a housewife comes up to me and she's like, I love your podcast. And I was like, how did you find it?
I know. Sometimes you do and it teaches you don't. You know what I've learned by my podcast?
What?
The prejudging. There's a lot of people come up that you go, well, I wouldn't have pictured you. And they go, and then I don't like myself for that.
Yeah.
It makes me feel like, oh, you're so, yeah. Like you think there's a group that listens. It's okay to have that. You just catch yourself and go, oh, yeah, I do prejudge
because I know what I see my meet and greet lines, so mm-hmm. I meet those dudes all the time. And they're always guys that look identical to me. I mean, everyone always says, every wife that takes a picture of me, because the guys will take their shirts off too, every wife goes, you guys have the exact same body. So it's guys that look identical to me listen to my podcast.
Now let me ask you a question, if you don't mind I ask.
That's their way of
saying it. Do you swing? Do you swing?
Yeah. Hot potato.
You think your listeners are liking this?
Potato.
I don't think so.
Potato.
No, you don't? Oh, shit. How about picture? Oh, you're going to hate yourself. Bird is dancing around the room while the song plays.
Hot potato.
Look at Bird.
Hot potato.
He's eating cold spaghetti. He's miming.
Cold spaghetti.
By the way, God bless you for really doing it. Pause it. What is, if I want to know, and I'm talking about the Beatles.
Hold on, bring me the mic. I'm up on a table right now.
Have the Beatles, and if we have to listen to it all again, all over to get to this point I'm talking about, even the Beatles, did they ever do anything that brought more joy into your life than this?
Mashed banana.
The ooh, chicky, chicky part. Watch. Pause it, and we're gonna. If you know when you have more fun than listening to that song, invite me.
Okay,
invite me, but know that I'm gonna walk in. I'm gonna remember. Ooh, cheeky, having fun, silly in this studio, letting your guard down, just being who you are, silly as stupid as that song is, loving it. If you know another place where there's something better than that happening, I'd like to come over. We'll be back with the Todd Glass Show. No.
The only thing better than listening to that song would be watching a documentary about how they came up with and recorded that song.
Hey, would you do me a favor? And I hate to ask you this.
No, please.
It's so embarrassing. I just want to see. I like when people go like, imagine if you fucked to that song. And then, but I don't like the dirtiness, so I'll be like, hey, watch your mouth. But at least I get the joke out there.
Yeah, okay.
Do you mind?
Yeah, of course. I don't mind at all.
You don't mind? So you get blue. By the way, to George Carlin, I don't mean to keep using that word. Don't remember the bit I set up. Don't remember the bit I set up. I feel so bad looking at you, and you know what it is, but I have no idea what it is. I know I told you.
Oh, it's going to be great. You'll love it.
What was the bit that we went back and did something, but I don't remember what? Did I throw you a piece of shit?
You like the bit where you like you fucked to that shit, but you don't like I know the curse we were doing. Words.
Right. So let's forget that. Move on. Everyone knows. They're listening. I got a little lost.
Hey, seriously, imagine if you just fucked this pussy to that shit.
Oh! You watch your mouth! Come on, watch your mouth, fucking pussy. What's this guy? Bert Kreischer comes in here with a mouth like that? What the hell's wrong with this guy?
Oh, this is the part where all the jizz comes out of the head of your cock.
Come on! What kind of guy comes into a studio, ruins a good song
that
like this?
Not par for
course. Ooh, cheeky, cheeky, cheeky. Ooh, cheeky, cheeky, cheeky. Oh, goddammit, you saved that. I love you. I don't know. I think me and your listeners have a lot in common.
I think you do.
I do. I mean, come on. I can't love Bert. I think I love him more than you do, and you're jealous. Oh, they're jealous.
Ooh, they're so fucking jealous. They're so jealous.
No, be nice. Be nice. I get it. I get it.
Know.
Oh, all of a sudden, Todd's late to the game. Oh, Bert's a great guy. Oh, yeah, we all know that for years. We've been listening to this podcast. Now Todd comes along. Oh, he's a big deal, Todd.
Big fucking deal.
Ladies and gentlemen, Todd Glass now knows that Bert is great. Oh, he's a big deal. We knew it 5 years ago. So did we write a song? I'm so professional. Right now there's people mad at me. They are going to be mad at me. Because they're thinking, I don't mind if it's loose, but go back and finish up and tie up all your loose ends.
Yeah.
Well, get ready to be pissed off if you want to not be mad at me. We were writing a jingle for your listeners. Oh, they're so mad.
Were we?
Yes. Joe.
And Password.
Joe and Password.
Yeah.
And, now they're
and
boiling.
And direct a scene for the trumpet.
Okay.
We're going to wrap up a lot of loose
Yes,
ends.
We are. And you're going to be so proud of us. You're
going to
be like, you know what? I was going to get mad, but they went back and they tied up everything. I'm okay with it.
It's like going to be the usual suspects of podcasting.
Thank you.
that's the quartet. Ah!
So it's Redbone.
First things first.
My new joke is.
I thought you were starting a Biggie song.
No.
First things first.
I can't start another bit. I apologize. First things first. Direct him to another type of music. You're setting the scene. Me and you can do the scene. It can be a monologue, and you're going to give Gabe. His name is Gabe Steiner. He's a very talented trumpeter. In the brass section of my band. Look how good they look. Can you explain for your listeners what you're looking at over in that corner?
I'm looking at three Steve Burns. They look all like Steve Byrne, but not
even
Korean.
Even Duncan with the beard?
Yeah.
And they have white shirts on.
That's the Steve Byrne part, the white shirts and the black tie.
Yeah.
And then there's
bow tie.
One sitting next to a portable air conditioner, which I have in my man cave. I think I have the same brand.
I want
to
cover it so bad. I hate the way it looks.
I hate the way it looks, too, but I just painted it like R2-D2.
That's a great idea. Shit.
Yeah.
John Bram Wagner to the rescue.
Oh, I'm a big comic book guy. It's not an air conditioner. I'm not poor. I can't. I'm really into comic books. And they're all sitting cross-legged.
Yes. With black pants and white shirts.
Black pants and white. I got to be honest with you. I'm a little. I was a little overwhelmed at the actual being here. Like,
wow,
I didn't expect it to be. Like, when you listen to it, I always thought this to be very different. In my mind,
what did you expect?
First of all, I expected you to be on the third floor of a building with old windows that still had lead paint in them. And so the room was white. And by the way,
we're going to do all that stuff we tied up. Don't think for one second. We know what we're doing. We're gonna take care of this business here.
Yeah.
We got four things to go tie.
Aristotle,
you just relax.
Aristotle was on the other side of the table. You were always on this side of the table, but Aristotle was over there to the right.
Mm-hmm.
Your guest was always to the left, but the band was over to the left, to the left of you, over like by the. And it's so interesting. I always thought there were people coming in and out of the room, too.
No, never. I can't. I couldn't take it. I would go nuts.
Have you always done the podcast in this room?
No, I did it above a car dealership.
So that really was above a car dealership?
Yes.
That was real?
Yeah, that was real.
Swear to George Carlin.
Oh, to George Carlin. It was like an exotic, you know, it sounded weird to say a car dealership for certain people because they pictured Chevy car dealership.
I thought it was you making it up. I swear to God.
No. And it was there were brick walls on either side, and it was all glassed in up top. This very big place in the bend. It was that, you know, Daniel Kino said it the best. I really thought it made me love this place because he worded it perfectly without being disrespectful to that place, which was amazing. He said, "That place, you made your own." He goes, "This place is your own."
Oh, that's really great.
And yeah, and I'm like, yeah, I made that place my own, but this place, when I come in here, it's like Duncan said something that made me feel really good in the car on the way home last night. We were all going out for Eric's dinner. About coming in here every week, it really does make me forget about the world, like in a ridiculously overwhelming way when I leave here after mm-hmm.
It's such a really different podcast. Like, it really is. Not to get meta about it, but like the reason I love it is I really do disappear. I really do disappear and giggle. And it's not about like I hope my podcast is fun, but I don't really like say if it's not fun, like if it's not funny, then I go, that's what it is that today. That's the conversation. I'm doing a model Lindsay Pellis tomorrow.
Well, this sounds, I think you'll know what I'm saying. Whenever you're throwing back and forth compliments, you really do happen to have one of the podcasts also because you had the man cave, that show come
this,
in.
I keep looking at your wood going, this is the real deal. My wood was all brought in from a barn. Yeah.
But I think you know it. It is also, and I love it because whether people see it or they don't, on yours they do see it, but some people don't. Some people just listen to your podcast. Yeah. But they still
do you
know.
Do you have a camera in here?
I don't, but we can take some. Well, I have an idea, but I'll tell you when we take a break.
Okay.
I have an idea when you take a break. How I would
love
do
that
it.
You take breaks
but the
too.
Audience knows, the audience knows this idea, so sometimes I don't mind repeating an idea, so they have to hear it again. But this one, I won't put them through it. But I have an idea for if I was going to turn this into a show, but instead of just putting five cameras here, it would be better than that. But I will tell you off the air if you care.
I definitely.
So
you know what? I don't. No.
All right, I'll tell you on the air. Thanks for being honest. I'll force you to hear it. So anyway, I want to do. I think I am ready to do something that, and then we'll take a quick break.
Direct the music for Gabe.
Oh yes, we're gonna wrap those things up. So direct Gabe. Thank you, Aristotle. You're professional, and I appreciate it.
Do you have a sister named Elvira?
No, but my sister's name is Aurora.
Aurora, I knew it would be something cool. I was thinking about you today.
What's your mom's name?
Joan Baez.
Joan Baez.
Oh.
All right, that's rude. My favorite thing is to ask them to play it and then tell them it's rude. No one knows. Well, now they know. But I want people to know that that's what happens. Why do I get joy out of it? I get joy out of giving him the signal to play that horse sound, and then he plays it, and I don't always mention it. Sometimes I go, no.
Wait, can I tell you that I have, I was listening to this.
Do you want reverb in your voice when you tell this story?
Not yet.
I'll give you a little. Let me give you a little bit. It's free. I don't even give a shit. Usually I build a guest.
Oh, thank you. Oh, yeah, I don't need to do it. Do it. It does it itself, self.
Let me hear your story.
So,
I'm too distracted
by the reverb.
Turn the reverb off. I don't know whether I should interrupt your story to make you direct him in a movie so people think they promised they would do that.
And then we could wrap that up later.
No. I can direct you in a story.
Okay,
I can
go ahead.
When I give you one of these, give me what I'm looking for.
But how do you know? You have to tell him what that is.
He'll get it.
No, he won't.
That's the idea.
This is how we find out.
This is the idea. The other way, by the way, just so we know, was that you go, you painted another picture for him.
We're going to do that also.
Oh.
But this is my story.
It's a big show.
This is my story.
Okay, go ahead. So you're just saying, you're telling a story, use your best instincts and play something.
By the way, this is...
Is that right?
Yes. This is 100%. So I was driving down the 101 yesterday, and I was listening to Run the Jewels. Not yet. And Run the Jewels, I for some reason, whatever the song's name was, alphabetically, the next song were these sound bites I had bought off the internet, and one was a horse. But I've been listening to Run the Jewels at like full tilt, and I'm going down the 101, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I hear in the back seat. It scared the living shit out of me. It was like there's a horse all of a sudden. Like there's no logic that there would be a horse there, but I heard it.
Wow.
And I went,
Can I tell you something? If you took a carriage out in New York City,
yeah,
and you asked the guy, look, will your horse come? Well, I'll tell you what. First of all, here's the problem with this goddamn thing that I want to do. I caught myself. I'm not sure about the humane thing to take a horse and carriage in New York anymore. I think it's a bad thing.
Listen, I agree with what you're saying.
I can't go do it.
I believe,
but there's got to be something equivalent to it that they'll come up with. And by the way, that's the weird thing. They will come up to something else that will be just as romantic. You
robot
don't
horses.
Have to torture an animal to have the romance of it. Even if the romance of it, it's like a teeny little trolley car that's sort of operated from an old-fashioned sort of bike up and down pump.
A Model T.
Yeah.
A Model T would be a cool ride through New York City.
Right. There's romantic.
But then once again, that'll
do.
Be called white privilege. They'll be like, nah, that's when only white people drove those.
Can I say this? Well, the up and down on the seesaw, two people.
Those
that
are
have
highly
to,
overrated.
No. This
I've
would
been
be,
on
one.
I've been on the train tracks.
Yeah,
I've been on one.
I wouldn't want to do it.
Highly fucking overrated.
What did you mean? You thought it was going to be better?
I thought it was going to be a lot of fun with a little bit of a try work. It's a lot of fun. Let me tell you what else is overrated. Okay,
I'm exhausted already.
Jumping a train.
I did that once.
Ever do it?
I did it once. Does that make me a badass?
No.
Oh, whoa! Look at me.
Shit. I can jump on a fucking.
Wait, did you jump on a train off of a horse?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was. I'm that guy who does that sound effect. All right, listen, I want to finish up. So,
okay.
You're going to get. Did he do the thing for your story?
So,
did
here we go.
Did he know what to do? No.
No, he did it perfect, but I'll do a story.
Okay, you want him to just use his best instincts.
And yes.
You
and
tell him it's
just
a sad
story. Just to paint a picture
story?
For the listeners, I'm wearing a Run the Jewels hat right now.
Wow.
Are you really?
Yeah.
What? I just fell in love with him yesterday.
They're so good.
My cousin's a rapper, and he came out here to cut an album.
Wow.
And I've been listening to them all week. So we're going to go around the table, okay. I think. I don't want to take over your
podcast.
No,
you do whatever you want.
We'll go around the table.
I bet your listeners like that. I'm sorry. That was rude of me to be sarcastic. That was rude of me. And I apologize. I hope your listeners are going, I hope on the chat lines they're like, he apologized to Bert from his heart.
Chat lines?
He apologized to Bert from his heart. He really did. People are calling in, talking, leaving messages. Hi, this is
Julie from Cincinnati. I thought that Todd was nice to Bert.
Okay, that's all. That's a even. I don't want her to agree with me with that tone.
So I'll start the story.
Okay, and you're going to ask him the play.
And then everyone goes around and you escalate the story. But you have to keep the energy with the...
I love it.
Okay.
It's great. And wait till you see after this, we're going to wrap up all... Here's what we have in... I'm going to ask Aristotle to keep a tight leash on us. We're going to do this bit right here. Then we're going to go back and we're going to wrap up... Yes. Whatever it is we... Then, whatever it is, I'm not even going to, you don't have to tell me right now. Whatever we didn't wrap up, are we wrapping up a bow here? Is this something we said we were going to be doing?
I believe so.
Okay, so this is one thing. And then we're going to wrap up the next thing and then the next thing. Then, I have a treat for us that you're going to love, you're going to fucking love it as we take a break. And it involves food.
Oh, I like that.
And music.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's silly, and it's fun, and it's delicious, and it's going to be shut the fuck up good.
Wait, is it cotton candy?
No. Shit. Eric, I told you we should have gotten a cotton candy machine. He said, it's not worth it. Bert will never want cotton candy. I'm telling you, he's the type of guy who'll come in here, he's a loose cannon, and he'll request cotton candy. Let's get the machine. So anyway, okay, so we go to your thing now. So you're going to escalate. We all have to escalate. I get it.
So we got to take the story, I think, to the next level.
I'm
going to
drink a little more than usual. I just want my listeners to know why. Because you seem to
got mine.
You enjoy a nice drink, and you know what? Usually, I'm more of a fresh air guy, but I'm going to try to. I like the clinking of a glass, the ice cubes of a. So I'm going to have some.
You're drinking because you're really cool.
Now, I know we're in the middle of the story. Do it. Now, you're only 20 years old, so you think I curse because I'm cool too, right?
Oh, you know what the kids like.
The kids love when you curse. They think.
Wow,
you're a
I didn't even think about it. I don't think about it like that. I'm just being me.
Oh, you didn't know you were a badass.
I just think more like me.
You've been train jumping?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess. Yeah.
They think you smoke cigarettes that are rolled up in your sleeve.
Oh, so
you put them in your sleeve?
So start your story.
No, wait, is that what badasses do? They put them in their sleeve like a magician?
Yes, of course.
Oh, you roll, I thought you were putting them, rolling them into your...
No. That's like the old joke where old gangs, the worst they would do is go up to your girlfriend and take their fingers and go... And that was all they did. There was nothing else past that. Gangs were not.
What?
Gangs. Okay, back in the day.
Gangs, you should have a show on the History Channel.
No. Back in the day, gangs that were depicted on television. People are going to go, Todd knew what he was talking about.
People are going to go, okay. Three people are going to go, Todd knew what he was talking about.
so. Okay, let me reword it. Okay, now this is going to be funny because I'm being honest and to George Carlin. I get it. Most of my information I get is from watching Happy Days.
I knew it.
I swear to George Carlin.
Okay.
So now I think people can understand.
Oh, wait. Let's do a scene where Todd's at a dinner table telling whatever he's about to tell, and then he gets up and goes to the bathroom, but I'm dating him, and I have to explain to you where he gets his information.
Okay.
This is a fantastic.
Do we have
dinner.
Any clinking, tinking, linking, and dinking? I wish we could go up and clean up all the other three things and they could enjoy it. So much pressure. Okay, let's go back and play Password. No, right? And then we get that out of the way. I think there's something
there.
We
have a lot of things on the plate.
I know, and we're going to do them all.
We got pins on a lot of things.
Calm down. Let's finish this first.
Okay.
Because Aristotle's over there with a notepad, and when I remember that...
We're all clinking.
Okay, so go ahead. Whatever you're doing, whatever bit you're doing, go ahead and do it.
Hey, what bit are we doing?
Thank you. I don't know. Hey, thank you so much for inviting
us
to dinner, guys.
You're explaining the gangs thing, and then walk away.
Thank you so much for inviting us to dinner, guys. It was kind of a weird
I remember the old days. It was so great. Fonzie would always hang out at the diner. Does anybody remember that? Yeah, it seems like you guys. That's when a gang wouldn't hurt people and kill them. They would just undo their salt and pepper shaker, and when they went to pour out the salt, it would fall over the hamburger. That's when gangs did that. Worst thing they would do in their silk jacket. I feel like you guys aren't relating with. Remember they'd wear their silk jacket that said the name of their gang on the back, and then they go up to your girlfriend, maybe 3 feet away from her tuchus. They would go, hey, sweetheart.
Gang members would?
Oh, geez, I don't know. I don't know. Am I older than you guys?
Why don't you go wash your hands?
You know what I think?
You just get rid of it.
How healthy is our relationship if you're making me go wash my hands? I will for the forwarding of this bit. You know what? Maybe I should splash some cold water in my face. I feel like no one's. And I'm
you know what? Your makeup, your hair is weird.
Can I do one thing? As I leave, can I talk to myself and you'll hear it?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Oh, my dear. Oh. I feel like no one was relating to me. I was trying so hard to. Maybe not embarrass Bert, but. Oh. I'll be right back.
I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Guys, I apologize.
Yeah, what was that?
What was that all about?
He isn't into media, technically. He just has seen Happy Days. So
the old TV show?
The TV show. That's all he's really watched. That and Quantum Leap.
Okay, so that bit is over.
Okay.
I move like a tornado. We come in, we go out, we get done. Now we're going to play.
Run,
there
run,
we go.
Run,
thank
run,
you.
The we're going to do the story.
Wait, what was the run from the dick?
No, run from the bit.
Oh, run from the bit.
Yes.
Run from the dick.
Run from... Well, this is not that type of show.
Whew. All right.
Do you think... Okay, so... To give him
two bits we have to do.
Okay, give him the music. They tell him a scene, because you said we do that too. You just describe the scene, and then he gives you the music. You're director... Okay. You describe the scene, and then you're going to roll. You want to do this music in real time.
Yes, yeah,
the
yeah,
scene
yeah,
is
yeah.
as a trumpet. You got two actors. They're there.
You know, fuck it. I'll play it.
You just want to do it yourself? You know what? Why put the pressure on him? Is that true? That's really fair because he's over there sweating. Just do your own. But you've never played the trumpet before.
I think I can figure it out.
All right, well.
It's ring finger pinky.
That is true. That is true.
Ring finger pinky bird.
Yeah. Things.
Ring pinky bird, I think, is how trumpets go.
From the looks of it, that does seem accurate. Sure.
Yeah. So, okay, maybe he knows what he's talking
about. I wonder if I'm better on my right hand. I'm going
to
do my right hand.
Describe your scene to us, though, so we then want to see you pull it off.
Okay.
We want to see if what you're describing, describe it to us.
I'll start the scene, and then I'll play. You guys then take the scene, but escalate it. Make it weird. Make it crazy. Make it wild. All right, here we go.
Go ahead. And then he's got to trust your instincts. What music do you want him to come in with? We're doing this bit.
A clown is walking down the streets of Zanzibar.
Wow.
At midnight.
Shut up.
Here we go.
Ah!
There's blood dripping from the sleeve of the clown shirt.
Suddenly, a gypsy jumps from behind a corner and says, "Oogie boogie."
But the clown was still so sad walking down the street. Life hasn't turned out the way he thought it would. There he was at a children's birthday party. He wanted 5 shots of Jack and a Vicodin. The clown turned the corner of that New York City street. Walked into the distance. That was the last time I laid eyes on him.
And then we pan back to the gypsy, who's wondering there, why did she not frighten this clown? Why is she such a failure?
One second. I'm going to catch my breath. That was a long one.
Bird Crusher is a party animal, comedian, actor, author, host, hesitant passenger, fast eater, glutton, husband and dad. He is the machine. That's just the info from his Twitter bio. He's so much more. Check out birdbirdbird.com. Bird Crusher's here today on the Todd Glass Show. Let's make him feel welcome. It's a real show.
She's here, everybody! Go nuts, Dave! Make him feel welcome!
God, I ruined it. I'm sorry, people. I hope your listeners are still listening.
They're engaged.
I like to be nervous like the whole show. Are they listening still? Did they get upset? No, when did you? I picture him at the water cooler the next day. You know, when he started just doing that thing, I was like,
maybe I should stop this.
Okay, so did we do every other bit?
We had password. Password.
Guess what? We're going to do password.
Let's do it. How does the game play?
Okay,
again?
So I'm trying to get you to say a word or a phrase.
Okay, all right. So I'll take my
headset. I'm nervous
off.
Now.
I'm a little nervous of this too.
I know. Can we? Honestly, I'm nervous because I don't like doing stuff that makes you nervous.
Can you just run from it?
No. Well, I have an idea that we don't care how we do. I might be horrible at this. I watch the show, and to be honest, I can't believe how good they are. They go M&Ms. Things you have at a birthday party. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Things you have at a birthday party.
I would have never guessed that. There's a million things M&Ms could have been for. How the fuck?
So someone will whisper into the microphone.
Well, they go, the password is. Now, George Carlin do not know what the password is. I don't want to know what it is. I want to find it out when they say it like that. Because today I thought, well, why don't I think of some good words that would be fun to play with?
And then you say words that lead me into guessing the password.
Yes. Let's and then I say one word, and I think you get... Look, I'm going to be wrong about this. Someone that knows is going to know if we were a little off. But I think they go back and forth 8 times. You know why I point that out? Because if I don't, someone that knows goes, it was 12. It was 12, Todd. I can't enjoy the bit. What was that?
Was that a sound effect or a real glass?
I don't want that light bulb in here anymore. I hate it that it can go up that high because I will forget. And it ruins everything. To me, you know what that light bulb does when it goes up brighter than I want it above us?
What?
May as well just fucking you just close everything down.
Did you do one of these?
Yeah, you did. I gave the old, hey, I'll tell you, it's all right, you know?
May as well close everything down. Hey.
So we got, what do we have we were going to do?
Password.
Password. Okay, great. Do you have
those passwords?
Where we
say walkout lines and then do a movement that no one can see.
Oh, I know. Well, like Rodney would go, I'll tell you, and you take your arm. I like to, I think I'm pretty good at describing it for people. You know what? People have a great imagination.
Yeah.
That's why I totally don't want to do video in this show, even though I said I wasn't going to tell you before. I'll give you the edited version.
Okay.
Theater of the Mind is fucking amazing.
This show's the best as a podcast because it really does make your mind wander and go, like, what's it look like there?
We put enough pictures and stuff to describe it, but maybe what I'm saying is I don't underestimate people's imagination, and maybe it is always better than if I showed them what was... What here is... I'm not lying. I'm not saying it's not beautiful. I have enough here that will get the guests to be able to hopefully go places and be as silly as they can be and feel as comfortable as they can be. That's not my point. But you can take it further. You might picture it darker with bigger beams.
Oh,
or
totally different.
Let them. I think that's beautiful. That's why it's so hard to recreate a book. That's why when someone does recreate a book, I think you go, wow, that's how fucking hard it is. Because you're dealing with theater of the mind. Theater of the mind has no budget. If you want 75,000 helicopters to come over the horizon, that's what you fucking get.
Yeah.
So the real budget is bullshit. Real budget is bullshit, the theater of the mind. So I feel if I put five cameras up and show it, I'm like sort of saying...
But if you did show it, they would get to make a decision whether they want...
No! 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 No!
I don't think he wants to do it.
I think he's on the fence.
No one will ever change my mind!
I think you can convince him.
Maybe. Oh, shut up, Bert. You're the worst guy that should be a negotiator. I think we convinced this guy.
I'm looking
at that
as a maybe.
That's how optimist you are. So you hear
he would have walked out of the room if he really didn't want to do it.
Okay, so what I was saying then.
I told you. I was the one that told you.
I'm taking that as a maybe.
I told you the theater of the mind is so great that I don't want to see your podcast live in a room that has lights. I want you to do it pitch black.
Well, I want to do it with a radio where people have to watch on television because every so often we open the old-fashioned radio, and they get to see things. I want to show an old Engelbert Humperdinck clip. I want to show an old Elvis clip. Maybe I want to show some, J.C. Brooks and the Uptown Sounds or somebody like,
A lot of people have to approach you about doing this as a TV show.
No.
Are you serious?
But that's what I would do. And every so often we'd open up, but my dream would be that people would go, I know this is a weird way to say it, but it's the only way I can explain it. People go, that I get a radio show on television. Just because someone got it. Just because someone goes, I fucking get what he means. You have to give people a reason to sit around their television and watch the radio. I get it. Yeah. We do. Trust me. I've thought it through. You do need that. But every so often, people go, you know what? 20 minutes in a row, you're just sitting around a radio. Let me tell you something. It's like old-fashioned. There's something about it that
it really is
feels
great.
Crazy. I know how to do that. So, yeah, that I would want to do. But I don't want to just mount five cameras in this room and let people. I'd rather just that.
I can't wait to hear your idea.
That was it. Oh, Jesus Christ, I knew it was a bad idea. So anyway, hold on. So now we're going to play Password.
Okay.
Okay, Eric, do you want to be responsible of giving the word?
Do we have words?
No.
You got to come up with them.
You have to come up with them.
Shouldn't be
I
hard.
I think I have a good one.
Okay, now Aristotle. Let's Aristotle do it.
Wait, who's not listening to
you? I'm not listening.
You're going to not listen, right? I'm allowed to know because I'm giving you the cues. Okay,
you are the only. Yeah, definitely.
I'm the only one. Well, everyone
so how
know
do
but
we
you.
Prevent him from hearing.
He's going to take his headphones off.
I'm going to take my headsets off.
And I get it. People think, can he hear you in the room? No, because he's going to whisper into the mic. And if you hear, you'll be honest. Then we'll figure out another way to do it. I want to George Carr and I want
to put fingers in your ears.
Okay, take your headphones off.
Taking my headsets off right now.
To George Carr and he is. No, I said to George Carlin. Oh. Shit. Wait, you want to take that out? No.
Wait, leave it in. Okay,
I know you were going to do a bit, but I said to George Carlin, that means you can't hear. So let's take your headphones off. To George Carlin, he is. He had a bit he wanted to do, but we forgot we said to George Carlin. And that's where he would listen to the word and he knew it.
And I was going to say it before you said the thing.
I know. Oh, let's do it anyway. It'll be fun. But now they know it's still funny. That's what's great. You ready? Okay. So say the password. Say the password.
The password is... light bulb.
Oh, you want the intro to the show?
Yeah.
Oh, sure you do.
Or let me put my headsets on.
Put your headsets on. But let me tell you something. We're backing up a lot now. We made a big deal about this password thing. I found the theme of the password online today. I found the theme of from Password.
Yeah.
And you might think I did better than that. Yeah. Do you? Because I did. I found a guy playing drums along to it. Thank God. And I forgot you were going to be here, Eric, with the drums. But Eric plays drums, and you play trumpet. So this is the guy sitting in his house listening to the theme of of Password. I was like, what the fuck? And he's like, a 20-year-old kid. What the, what, really? He's probably going to be successful. He's, you know, beats to a different drum. But I found him drumming along to the Password theme. Here we go. Let's enjoy it.
Okay.
You'll hear when his drums come in. He's just sitting there with his headphones on. He's listening to the Password theme. He doesn't know he's opening for Bert and Todd. Bert Kreischer, you're opening. Tell you something, Gabe. I compliment you a lot. Your trumpet playing is majestical. It's beautiful. I you know that I'm being genuine. But seriously, Eric, I like someone. Maybe I don't know anything about music, but am I saying this right? Eric finds beats in between the beats, and that's what I fucking love. Like, just find a fucking place and go in there and fucking go nuts. We'll watch you on the opening of the Netflix special, and you play like a fuck.
Well,
you
I've
are
been practicing.
Playing. What?
I've been practicing.
Wait, am I calling you? What did I call you? Oh, you're Eric, too. Okay, great. I thought I got it.
I tried to take his credit.
I know. I thought I got your name wrong. So let's do Password now. Okay, play the theme again. I'm sorry. Okay, we'll keep it in the background. Not that they did it that way on the show, but it makes it seem like a produced piece.
Okay, all right. I like it.
Okay, so... And you take your headphones off to George Carlin.
Okay.
I don't want you to hear it.
Okay,
George Carlin.
In real life, we're doing it.
In real life, yes. Okay, so you... And don't listen. Put your... Okay.
The password is light bulb.
Okay. Now you put your headphones back on. I'm to George Carlin. I'm going to try my hardest.
Okay.
And to George Carlin, I just want to be really clear with it because we sort of flubbed a little bit in the past.
Yeah.
But we corrected ourselves. This is he took his headphones off. He put his head over his ears. Aristotle whispered it to George Carlin. He doesn't know what it is. Now here we go. That doesn't count, does it? No. This is hard.
A penis.
That's a guy that thinks, I may as well take a stab in the dark. This dumb person they've assigned me with is ridiculous. No, it's harder than you think. And I think if anyone that doesn't understand how hard it is, once you start to do it, come do it. And then I might be wrong. But let me try again. Hold on. Say it again. No, I know what the password was. We don't got to do it again. Okay. Dark.
Night.
Bright.
Morning.
Can you make hand signals?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay.
We also didn't go over any rules.
Oh, what are the rules?
You can't point to things either.
I don't know. Exactly.
I think the words are you know hand movement, just word. One word. That's the problem.
Okay.
This show is ridiculous. One word. Give me a sentence. Turn off the blank. No. Why don't you screw in a new blank? Why are we making things difficult with one word? This show is unnecessary, and I'm worried about my show. Where
it's not on the air anymore for a reason.
Thank you. Who needs to worry about saying a light bulb with only one word clues? You know what? Forget it. I'll do it myself.
Light bulb.
Thank you.
That's it.
Oh, you were right.
You use the same word we used the first time.
The winner of the first round is Bert Kreischer. And now a special salute for the Bert people that have come over to my podcast. May I bow a good day to you and a pleasant morning and a welcome to our land of love and happiness. Bert Kreischer sits here with his shirt off, but his heart out. In a hard on. Now, that's a shitty joke. Is that what I am, a shitty comedian? Turn all the reverb off. I don't deserve it.
I don't deserve it.
Now, what I'd like to do, did we wrap everything up?
There was one more thing that I actually forgot. Does anyone remember?
Oh, shit.
Shit.
Nope, we're not going to.
It was after Password.
Well, that's good help. Yeah. Gabe goes, I remember, but I don't remember. It seems like just
that's
a way
what
to,
I'm here for.
Yeah,
I know you. There's a thing, but I don't know what it is.
I know. Oh, well, that's is that what you're saying? You know, there's a thing, but you don't know. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Oh, I got it. There was something, and then we were gonna wrap it up.
No. Well, I guess everything's was that.
It? Oh, that's no, no. Like, I remember it. It was the thing that we forgot.
But can I tell you, well worth trying to think of it. Let me see if there's anything that I can get rid of. This here, I don't know if we'll need it later, but can you see why I want to hold on to it? And be honest with me. Why I might need this later in the show?
Hot potato, hot potato.
Oh, shit.
Hot potato, hot potato.
Birds dancing around.
Potato,
oh, yeah.
Spaghetti.
By the way, to George Carlin, he is miming it.
Look at him!
Can you stop for a second? Stop. I'm gonna
stop.
Okay,
hold the band.
Please,
hold the band.
I'm gonna actually try to do. I'm gonna try to do a
that
real
song. That was too
song.
Much fun. We're doing Hold the Band after this. We're hold doing Hold the Band. But you go now. Go ahead. You go. Ooh, chicky chicky.
No, I want to start the song over, and I want to really try to dance to it.
Oh, you do? Oh,
yeah, because I think I can
oh,
come up with
we,
a.
Should we put this on?
I
Facebook
think we should.
Live?
Yes.
Can we?
Yeah,
can
yeah,
we,
yeah, yeah. Let's Facebook Live this.
And can I ask you a question?
Let's, you want to use mine because I have a lot of followers on it.
Okay. Yes. Yes. No.
Oh, let's use mine. I got a lot of followers.
Snapchat royalty is here. Royalty.
Wait.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bert Kreischer. I am Snapchat royalty. Stop.
Wait.
Stop everything.
Do
stop,
that.
Stop.
Hold the horses.
Hold
stop the
horses.
Band.
Stop. Stop.
Sweet. Do that again. I'm gonna say that I have a lot of Facebook followers. Do that again, but then when I say the number, go like, oh, that really is. Like,
okay, okay. And by the way, then we're gonna do this, so our listeners know we're gonna do this. We're gonna do what are we
I
doing?
I think for? I remembered the
Can
other
we,
thing. By the way,
what is
before?
It?
I can't remember if we were going to do it and wrap it up or start the candy game.
Candy game.
Remember, because you said the
yes, where I give
cotton
you
candy.
No, I give you, I have a dessert, but, I have a treat for everybody.
Okay.
So when we're all done everything we remembered, you're right, that's the last thing, but that I remembered.
But
so,
before,
so there is nothing before that. So that's the only
I
thing we
know.
Have to remember. After this thing, we're going to go close, we're going to take a break, we're just going to take a break, and I have a dessert treat for everybody in the most fun way you're ever going to get a dessert treat. And it's to George Carlin. So what do you have? Bert, you're going to turn on your Facebook Live?
Yeah, because I have a lot of followers.
But we're going to
Excuse me, everybody. I'm royalty. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
guys.
Instagram royalties.
It's 612,000 followers.
Oh, wow. Actually, it's a lot. That is a lot.
Oh,
that is
hold,
that.
Hold the band.
This isn't a bit anymore.
Hold the band.
Actually, a lot of followers.
Hold the band. Stop it. Stop the band. Stop it!
He's falling.
Stop it, the tambourine guy. Stop him. Stop the tambourine guy.
Why did we have to seat him next to all those stairs?
Jesus. Hold the band. That is going to be my new favorite thing to do. We're going to shorten up the time it takes to hold them, though. For our comedy enjoyment. Wow, that was a lot of work. I started to get really exhausted, even though it was a bit. John Brian Wagner is shaking up and down to George Carlin. I love him, and I just wanted to let everybody know that. Gabe, don't get jealous. So Bert,
yes,
you're gonna go up on stage to this song and do a dance. But I'd like you.
I can dance.
Oh, I think you're gonna be beautiful because you're gonna let your guard down, and we're gonna put it on Facebook Live.
Yeah, but we're gonna use his account because he has more followers.
Oh, excuse me. Oh. Hey, everybody, I'm Bert. I got more followers than anybody. Ladies and gentlemen, this year we'd like to give our Instagram award to Bert Kreischer. Gabe. So are you ready?
Oh,
I can't wait. Can I tell you to George Carlin why I love, why I love that word to George Carlin? What did you do? What did you do? What did you do? What did you do? What did you do?
I just did
paste on accident, and this is what came up. Your address. I was about to put that on Facebook.
Oh, you were. Can you imagine people start pulling up? It might be fun to be a thing to shoot. Sometimes I wouldn't mind Googling an audience to my house. I mean, you know, I don't want to leave and get in the car. What if I had a studio set up here? I made a nice stage. I had a band. And this became my studio where people have a room in Vegas or they have a residency
we could get a
somewhere.
Show
I did residency in this room in my backyard. And that became this underground thing. But I had a 4-piece band. I treated it real. Like,
what would you
this place would look
tickets?
Unbelievable. Well, it'd be $50.
This isn't a comedy show?
I'm not kidding around. This would be a stand-up comedy show.
The
be my act.
Would complain.
200. We're at 800 right now.
Okay, here's what I'd like to do.
Woo! Okay.
So we've been playing this song. Am I addressing people?
You're addressing people right now.
Hi, everybody. It's
the lighting could be a little better.
It could be. Okay, hold on. I don't want to look too bright.
No. Trust me. Oh, yeah, you're much better. When you
How's
say
that?
Much better like that?
Yeah.
Do you want this? A little flutter in the air?
No, you look like Scott Stapp right now.
Is that good or bad?
Good.
How
good.
Old is he?
He's your age.
He's 32? No, 33. No, 30. I'm 34. I don't give a shit.
All right,
to be honest with you, I'm 37. I just fucking admit it. I'm tired of lying. No. Okay, I can see by the looks in this room, you guys are on to me. I'm going to be 40 in March. Woo. Right, listen, I got to be honest with you. I've lied long enough. I'm tired of lying. It doesn't feel good. Keeping a lie never feels nice to you. I'm going to be 44. Ooh, I hate to admit it. 45. Isn't that weird that 1 year I hold on to like it's going to make me seem any better? But 45. What am I doing? I'm 46. Nah, I said it. You know how good it feels to finally get it off your fucking mind? I'm 46. Hello. The lie is over. 48. Now it's over. And you know it's over. If you're thinking, okay, that's it. I'm not going any higher than that. And I am. But I won't go any higher than that. And I'll tell you why. Because guess what? I look good for my age. I look better than 48. You ever see a 48-year-old with 4 kids? They don't look good. You know, but that's not my point. God, why do I have to get carried away? This is what people have tuned in to see. So we've been playing this song over and over again on the podcast.
Yeah.
Bert thinks he could have a funny dance to it. I go, I bet you can, because Bert will let his guard down.
Yes.
He will let himself just be within the silly song. And it's a great silly song. So who's going to shoot you going up? Can you go up to our stage and do it?
Yeah.
We'll crank the music in the studio. People can hear me right now, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to sound like a moron. So now you're going to shoot Bert, right? Why is you... Okay, there you go. Eric, did you get backwards confused? I've never
hot
seen...
Hot potato. Cold spaghetti, cold spaghetti.
When I enjoyed Paul Anka. And that was, you know what, you just let your guard down. That's why it's fun, right? Wow, what am I doing? I have a professional show.
It's a real show.
Was that fun?
5,000 people.
It's a real show.
Okay, guess what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to make an executive decision.
I like this.
Someone is going to, can you run in the house and get that can of, you know what I'm talking, not the stuff for the coffee, but the, you know, the, and then we're going to, I'm not, are you sure you're getting a
whoop
little
ass.
Feel?
He's talking about whoop ass.
Yeah.
So, wait, are we taking a break?
No, no, no. We're going to take a break after this.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you mind? Are you sure? What's your name?
John Brand
Wagner. His mom listens to the show. How you doing? Your son is great. Okay? Yeah. Your son is great. I know we said it before. We're going to say it again. He's great. He couldn't have bumped into a better group of people. We love him. Hey, he's special.
I love his new tattoo.
Right? His new tattoo?
Yeah.
His new tattoo.
So cool.
Did he get a tattoo? We didn't want to know. He got a tattoo. It's
does
not
a lot
big
more
deal.
Acid than he used to.
He does. But you know what? I think
it.
The thing is.
He's a lot cooler.
He's cooler.
He's so cool.
Just because he's been shoplifting.
He has that been. And you know what? That I'm not crazy about. But I think it's just a phase. When you're 20, you go through it.
Oh, he's back.
Oh,
hey.
Isn't he great, everybody?
Hey. That was bad.
Okay, so I had a dream. This is a true story to George Carlin. Many years ago. That I was in a room and I had a can of whipped cream and I was giving everybody in the audience whipped cream and I was playing the Candyman and it was in my live show, but I never did it in my live show. I just had a dream. So, of course, the next day I get up, I told my friend that he goes, you got to do that in your live show. So maybe 10 times in 20 years I've done this. 10 of them have probably been on this podcast. We're going to take a little break. We're going to take a little break. We're going to play Candyman. I'm going to go around the room. I want everyone to picture what's going on. We're going to be listening to Candyman. Gabe's going to find some place to play in the trumpet. I'm just going to go around. We will not touch anybody's mouth to it, so it's clean. You know, okay. It's not like I don't want you to picture people like, you know. And if you're allergic to dairy, you just give me a little. Is anybody allergic to dairy?
Just give me a little.
Give me.
Just don't
you
open
are
your
so
mouth.
You can't do it.
Can't do it.
Okay, that's okay.
Are you really allergic
guess
to dairy?
Guess what, everybody? I have a can of non-dairy whipped cream too. Huh?
Shut the fuck up.
That's right.
Seriously?
So for Aristotle.
Oh, look where that one comes
so
from.
So for Aristotle and you, I will take care of you guys. You'll all be good. Everyone's going to get whipped cream. That's why. Then no, my family. Fantasy will never have two people that can't participate. That's what a heartless person does. Mine, everyone will participate and have delicious.
You've got
whipped
two
cream.
Hearts.
Right. Thank you, Aristotle.
Oh, how convenient is two hearts.
So we're going to play, and then we're going to take a break. We're going to take a break, and I'll tell you what. I only have one more thing on this piece of paper to talk about before then we go freestyle.
And then we'll do the opening.
But can I tell you what it is? Do you have a friend that you'd want to tell us about? That you love, that like you, the first friend or some friend, it could have been third grade, it could have been someone you know in comedy that you still fucking love them and they make you feel good, or it could have been somebody in second grade that was nice to you.
Yeah.
Or your story about your teacher?
No, I am.
I'm trying to widen the. Well, your listeners are really coming.
I have a
down.
Lot of friends. I
Why
really
would
love.
He corner them about a story about a friend? Everyone knows Bert doesn't hold on to friends. Todd didn't do his research. But first we're going to do the whipped cream thing.
Okay.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and do that. About the friends. Well, think of a friend. Everybody has a story. I have this great song I'll play. We'll do a little thing. Everyone go around. Are you thinking of somebody now?
I'm running through my head.
Is it hard? Is it too much work?
No, because I heard you and Henry Phillips talk about friends, and immediately when you're not on the podcast, listen. you go, God, what would story would I have told you? Like, I have a
could
million.
Be a high school friend.
I have a bunch of different friends. I did. You know the friend I was thinking of? Ooh, yeah, but I don't know if it ends.
Oh, happy. I have a bunch of friends.
Whoa!
Hello, everybody. I'm Bert Kreischer. Line up to be my friend. Excuse me. Oh, good day, sir. Or I can't relate to the common folk that don't only have a pick and pecking of a friend. Oh, I've got a lot of friends. All right, stop it, guys. You know what you guys are?
Hold the band!
Hold the band! Hold the band! Stop the trumpet! Stop it! Hold the band. So when we come back...
You've got to stop having the tambourine player sit on top of a ladder.
Yeah, right. When we come back, we're going to play Hold the Band. Okay. Oh, I can't wait to play it. I have a few directions when we take a break. But the part of Hold the Band that I love, it's the instant stop of the instruments that is so enjoyable. To hear someone think they have to go, play the trumpet and then have to stop instantly. It just goes bad quick, but you try to somewhat sound civil about it. Here you go. Stop the band! That was it. That's a grumpy trumpet player. Well, I hate when I get lost and it's unfunny.
If you were going to do whipped
cream? Yes, we will.
Break or break?
Okay, so let's. Can we edit out that last? Go back. Edit out 3 minutes. Trust me, it'll be better. But can you describe it while I'm going around? Will you describe it? Will you describe what I'm doing?
Yeah. All right, Todd's up. He's rubbing his hands through his hair, and he's going back. First shot, didn't put his hat mouth all the way back. They're doing pretty much upright. No one's laying back the way I will. We're over by the air conditioner now. We're over The guy who hasn't said much. Here goes Aristotle. Aristotle said no.
Candyman.
I didn't get one.
Ooh, the Candyman can.
And so I'm gonna I'm gonna lay my head back.
Candyman can.
Where is taking the wet cream in the mouth?
The world tastes good.
The world tastes good.
Oh, who can take a rainbow?
God is dancing back into his chair.
Todd's dancing around, and he's, now he's getting himself. He's shooting himself.
Candy
full.
Man.
Full.
The Candyman can.
We'll be back. Why do we applaud? Because we told you we're going to be right back. You got to, something's got to happen. Can't just, well, the other way it would have been like, we'll be right back. And we're back.
And we're back.
Yeah, a little applause. People go, what did they do? To be honest, to George Carlin, we went inside. Everybody freshened up their drinks, as they like to say. And we had a little fresh air, and we went to the bathroom.
I think every single one of us went to the bathroom.
I know. And I'm
concerned about peeing in your toilets.
Why?
Because I'm the guy that like is straight up boy where I accidentally pee a little bit on the side.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
To George Carlin, being honest, I'm not proud of this. As clean as I am, I'm not good at that.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Now, I'm good at cleaning it, but only because my ex would make me. Yeah.
My wife would love your house.
My wife.
She would love it. This is what her dream is. I wanted to FaceTime her before I leave and let her see it because she'll go, that's what I've been talking about.
Well, you guys have a cool house, too.
Yeah, we just redid it.
You did?
Yeah, we just redid it.
I saw you
it.
In your pool. I wish I had a pool. But I don't want the responsibility of it. Do you have someone come once a week and...
It was my friend's pool.
Oh, it was your friend's pool?
Yeah, you've been to my house.
I know I have a pool.
Oh,
you had a pool. You could have lied to me. I thought I saw one. In my head, I saw a pool.
I didn't know if we were doing a bit or I was lying.
No. That was your friend's pool. Okay, so here's what I have.
You borrowed it?
You borrowed a pool because I was coming over? You borrowed an in-the-ground
pool? Get the pool here.
Get the in-the-ground pool. And Todd's coming over. You know what I'd like to do before we're so on money. We come back from a break. We're all feeling good. I think five of us thought we peed just because, well, I don't have to, but I may as well. And then you go, wow. We feel light. Everybody in this room feels great. And that's we're in true. A dark room. It's a darker point than it was before. The night is later. It gets darker. The darker it gets outside, the darker I try to get it in here. So... And then we said that we're gonna tell stories about friends. Let's play that. Let's play the not yet, but the the Flight of the Conchords. I like that song. You know what? It makes me feel good. But first, let's take a break for our winter. I can hear the winter concert series. They're getting ready. You can hear the drums outside. Can you hear them in the Wayne Newton's?
Oh, they're warming up the drums.
Yeah, well, you can hear the guy playing. I always like when you hear the trumpet guy, like, sure, he starts playing. You hear them outside. But we're going to go live. And when you hear them rumbling like that, you know this is part of the summer. What is it, the winter concert series?
It's summer.
Spring? It's summer.
Spring? Spring. Is it spring?
Spring.
Oh, spring. Yeah, sure.
Here sounds like Awakening.
Wow.
Good morning, sunshine. I hope that you're well.
Let it breathe.
Honey, I missed you last night when I fell. You should know, sunshine, you brighten my day. The world gets so dark, love, when you go away.
Hey.
They say,
this is not a fucking song. This fucking song is great.
Bert, that was great.
Thank you.
That's so much fun. Is that wrong? It's so much fun?
No.
Okay, so what are we going to do? Stop the band?
Stop the band.
Stop the band!
Hold the band. Hold the band.
Now, here's what I'm going to ask. Take our direction. Like, if we're yelling a hard hit, like, hard hit, but like, and then just, it's the abruptness, I think, that will make it funny. Like, you guys got to get, it's all going great.
Oh, I like this game.
It's all going great, and then you're just, stop the band. Even if you're not singing, maybe they're your inspirational band, your dude lectures.
So we're band leaders. Yeah. We're band leaders.
Are you the band leader? Oh, yeah, and you're taking... Okay.
We're band leaders, or do you want to be the manager of the restaurant that's got the band playing?
No, that's mean.
I'll be the manager of the restaurant, okay? Here we go.
I don't like the way I sounded there. I go, that's mean. That's not who I am. I'm more like this. Rough, rough, rough.
You guys got to follow our direction, okay?
Okay, so the trumpet player, here's the way I see it. So should they be, I think their song has to be pretty grandiose because that's what you're having to bring down to a grinding halt out of nowhere. They're trying to slow down and you're like, no, quicker. Yeah. Bring this to a stop now.
Our main goal, I think the main goal should be them to hear us, hear our request.
How about you're playing yourself, you're playing out, you're almost like Dimer goes, they're playing you onto your show in Vegas. And when you get out there, for whatever the reason is, you know, you're supposed to talk over this song and do a bit over this song. No, you're stopping them because whatever they're playing, it's fucking wrong.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, maybe I'll put it. Hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, can we give a little drum? Ladies and gentlemen, the Sands is proud to present an evening with Bert Kreischer. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Bert Kreischer.
Wow. Stop the band? Stop the band? Stop.
What happened?
First, I'm going to give somebody this. And this is the guy that never gets it. The trumpet guy manages to stop, but the ratchet guy always has the hardest time understanding where to stop. Bert, you seem
Wait,
to be
I don't think they can hear me.
No, I don't think they could. Because you sound apprehensive. You were like, the band.
They don't have headphones.
I wanted to see how they stop the band quizzically.
Yeah, stop the band. Let's try it again then. What?
You got to use hand movements.
You know what? That's his fault, and we're firing him. No, Gabe, you got it your way. Hey, Eric, pick your fat ass up that ran that marathon, and then not you, Eric. Because you can't hear because you play on your drums loud. And that's what everybody talked about on the Netflix special when you played for me. They go, he's funny and he's good, but he's a show-off.
He plays those drums loud.
Yeah, he goes, he plays his drums too loud, and that's the word out on the street in Nashville. That's why you got fired from Loretta Lynn, opening up for her with the show she was going to do. All right, so you play again. Ladies and gentlemen, give me a little drum beat. You come out. I don't want to make you do a bit you don't want to do, by the way. Do you feel pressured? You feel pressured at all to George Carlin? Because I hate that feeling of like, I don't know what to do.
George Carlin, I don't feel pressured.
Okay, because if you ever feel pressured, all you got to do is raise your hand, and we know that means I don't want to do the bit anymore. And I stopped the bit immediately. One time for Brandon Wardell, I stopped a bit in the middle of it. It's a true story, but it wasn't worth telling. Well, Brendan Wardell didn't want to do the bit, and I said I threw something at him. He goes, oh, I don't want to do this. I go, God bless. I'm so happy you're excited. I'm so excited you were comfortable to tell me that. Like, don't ever feel like you're on some show where you have to improv a thing and you don't want to. Fuck it. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, the Sands. No, I want echo, but put a little reverb and a little more drums. The Sands is proud to present an evening with Bert Kreischer. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the incomparable Bert Kreischer.
Ladies and gentlemen, stop this band.
Okay, now it's my turn. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome... someone else introduced me. Put a little reverb in his voice. Okay, you hear that dun dun. I want my show to be, you know, my mind's going to be tighter. Because I'm, you know, I work with the band more than Bert does. Yeah. The word on Bert, he sends you a tape, and he tells you a few things to play. Me, I get in town three nights early. We rehearse. So I don't know what I'm. You know, when you get lost in your own stupid bit. So you're introducing me now, and I'm stop the band.
Okay.
And I want you guys to be the dumbest band in the world. I cannot figure out a way to stop you.
And then quit play Paul Anka afterwards.
Him yelling at the band? I'm up for. Do you ever hear Paul Anka yelling at his band?
No,
I have so many ideas in my head right now. I can't shelve them. Wow. Can we just introduce you and then I can do mine?
Yes. Oh, and love you for being honest. Thank you. God bless you. We can always play Paul Anka later. So introduce me.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, you've seen him on the Sarah Silverman Show. Put your hands together for Todd Glass. Thank you very much. What a night, huh?
Bring it down, guys.
What a night, huh? What a night. Bring it down a little, guys. Stop! 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 If I have to take the horn out of you, stop! Stop! Seriously, stop! Seriously! Stop! Stop! What don't you get about stop? Stop! I'm literally grabbing the fucking goddamn sticks out of your hands. You're gonna hit it with your hands? Stop! Okay, I'm taking your trumpet away. I'm literally taking it away. You're literally gonna make trumpet sounds. That's what you're gonna do. That's what you're gonna do. Stop! What don't you get? Why are you pulling out a sweater? What type of band are you guys? Why are you hitting yourself? What do you think? What grade do you give them?
A+.
That's pretty good.
Play yourselves a little the Getty theme. Ba-dum-ba-dum. That's for you. I'm letting you play that for yourselves to honor what a good job you did. Here we go. The Getty theme.
Ta-da, ta-da.
That was great.
You know what song I want to hear? Can you play?
Was that bad or bum, good, bum, what I just ba-da. Did?
That was great.
It was. I feel ba-da-da-da-da-da. Like...
Ba-da-da-da-da-da.
Okay, listen to him. Listen to what he's saying. Shh. Everybody, shh. Put reverb in his mic. I think we might not need Gabe.
Give me your...
Is this your first time playing?
Here, it sounds like this. Hold on, let me start all over.
No, I think you're too George Carlin. You're really trying to get a song. Ready?
This is a song I want you to play. Try to do this.
How are you doing that with your lips? Oh, my God. How are you doing that with your lips?
Really good.
That's crazy. Bert is playing with literally just his lips, and he's like puckering.
All right. So now you try playing it.
No, seriously, see
Here,
if you can
you
try.
Heard what I'm doing. Now you take it and you play it.
Go ahead.
You do your best you can.
No. Stop. Stop, Gabe. Gabe. Anybody interrupt. Okay. Play it again, Bert. And Gabe. You have to, one of the things you know about a musician is you have to listen. So play it again. No, we're not here to poke fun at anybody, and we're certainly not here to make anybody feel insecure. This is not the atmosphere I provide. So, Gabe, clear your head. Bert, just play a little more of that again for him.
And give me your...
Wow. Eric is looking at you like, how the fuck are you doing that with just perking? All you're doing, when you pinch your lip like that, is that for note changes?
My décolletage.
Wow.
I heard about that.
Wow, that's some serious business.
No, because I heard about that in a magazine.
Even like a PE coach. I was in first grade.
Yeah, I heard about that.
My PE coach was like, you have a sweet décolletage.
Yeah.
What is a décolletage? What is that, by the way?
In real life?
Yeah.
Is it the... skin between your breasts for a woman.
Oh. And they worry about it getting...
I forgot the real word that I said earlier. A trebuchet. Right.
And they put moisturizer on there because they're afraid that it... Yeah, I get
and
it.
Sometimes that they sleep
okay,
too hard
so
on their side.
Try to just play it what he just played. And don't overthink it, you know?
Here, watch my fingers. Watch my fingers. It's literally finger,
finger.
Play exactly what he's played. No. Play it again for a minute. By the way, can we tell everybody? Gabe, you're in the best, most loved company that you could be in. We'll do it again, and maybe it's something you don't even... Do you want to do it?
I feel like you're hyperventilating.
Hey, Bert, play it for him again.
Okay, hold on.
Let me throw you that trumpet. Throw him the trumpet.
Oh, you dropped it.
Oops, here. Play it. There you go. Bert, keep playing it so he can get time to soak it in. Now, play what he just played. Good. No, that was good.
That was the best he's done.
That was good. That wasn't really bad. Good. That was good.
I think you're learning.
That was good.
I give you an A+. Let's you do, have an you do.
Can I try to hold the band?
Sure. Oh, you want to stop the band?
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. Can I introduce you?
Yeah.
Okay, go to that mic then and use it for real. Or do you want to sit at the
Oh, I like that mic.
You want to do it up there? Okay, so Bert. Okay.
I think we should make this. I think what we should do is make this even more complicated, and we tell you what type of comic you are, and you have to stop the
oh,
band.
Oh, that's a lot. I don't know if he wants those responsibilities. Oh. You want? We have to tell you the type of comic you are.
All right.
It seems so bad.
You're a guy. No, you're the kind of comic. You're the kind of comic.
Can you tell me the type of guy I am, and I'll do it after him, because I want to do one of these, too.
Okay.
Okay, good. Go him first, though.
You are the kind of comic that everything you say is a joke, so no one takes it seriously. They think you mean the exact opposite.
Is that it's hard to do.
Just say stop the band. We'll see what happens.
What? No. You want me to go first?
Yeah.
No, I don't. Okay.
I had something,
okay.
Oh,
do
your thing. Do your thing, and then
we'll do this. Okay,
do
go ahead. Okay, you're going to introduce him, though.
Okay.
So, anybody, folks at home, I want
no,
you to
introduce
know,
him.
Okay, we are getting up out of our chair. There's a little stage area here. I'm going to even turn the lights up on the stage area. Do you want to go over to the stage area?
I would if I were you.
I think you would too, Eric. Maybe you could come out of that curtain. Like, really, let me introduce you.
If I were you, I would really, like, give an announcement about cell phones.
By the way, to George Carlin... There's a comedy to George Carlin, and this is going to take a while. And Eric, you're going to have to hold tight. There is a comedy club. To George Carlin. Don't you love it? Don't you fucking love what I'm about to tell you?
I'm so waiting right now.
Do you not know what this is? There's a comedy club in Philadelphia where they pay the Curly Shuffle for 30 years. And the manager of the comedy club would sit in the back of the comedy club and turn the mic on and off and go, yeah, 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 yeah. And then they would play it. Back then it was bad. Now they still do it at the Comedy Cabaret. Now, I love Andy Scarpati. He's a good friend of mine. But he still plays the Curly Shuffle.
What are you doing here?
On one, you're coming back because I know he knows how long it's going to be. So this is it, where we're trying to set up a comedy club scene. You went, start making the opening announcements. I thought, yeah. What an apropos time to let you, two things, our audience knows, this really happened.
Yeah.
So you, do you know this? Do you know about this?
No.
Okay. They play the Curly Shuffle, and then the show, they know the show is starting. So what we're going to do is, I'm going to introduce you, Eric. Now the Curly Shuffle will play. You think, well, what about the band? The band will just take over after the Curly Shuffle fades out, and then you'll stop the band. So you get to do what you want to do, but we also get to introduce you at a comedy club where they played the Curly Shuffle. This is like real life, okay? So here we go. Everyone's sitting there. They're talking. They're enjoying the show. All of a sudden, the house lights go out, and this really happened.
The suspense is killing me.
It's a great cliffhanger.
Yeah. This is where I'm splitting the episode.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
Mm-hmm.
You're a good producer.
It's like I'm a professional on a real show.
It's like you do this as your job.
It's a living.
God damn it.
I'm sitting here with Chris Aldana.
Hello.
If you listened to last week's episode, you got a shout out.
Got a lot of shout outs. He made my name into a bit.
Yeah, that we did.
It was great. Thanks, Todd.
And me.
No, mostly Todd.
Yeah, but there's also me.
Yeah, but you should be saying my name every episode.
Nah.
Mm.
Well, you got a week to think about it, and then you can come back and listen to the rest of Bert Kreischer.
It's only a week.
You'll be fine. Bye.
It's you I like.
It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I like.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.